Hi, sister. This is Denise with Far Above Podcast. I want to shout out to every single person. I want to send a thank you, a huge, huge thank you for listening to my podcast. I would have never have imagined that last August was a year that I would be creating a podcast, that I would be recording episodes and sharing with you my life and my journey and partnering with you in prayer for your prodigal as well as my own. That is just amazing. This podcast would not be continuing if I didn't have listeners, if you didn't take the time to listen and to share with others who might need some encouragement. So we are on this journey together, and what a beautiful day it will be when you and I are in heaven, worshiping the one true God, serving Him and just singing praises to Him. And then we end up talking about how you might have listened to this podcast, you know, and hopefully what you'll say is that it was an encouragement to you and kept you keeping your eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. It's worth it, every bit of it. So I just want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I hope you will continue listening, and I hope to continue to produce content that is that resonates with you, that encourages you, and that you know you can trust to share with others. So today I want to talk about two books besides the Bible. I read that and every day in my quiet time. There are two books that I've been reading. One is because I'm taking a course from Deeper Walk International called Building Bounce, How to Grow Emotional Resilience, written by Marcus Warner and Stephanie Hinman. It's an accelerated course. It's 5 weeks. There is a lot of content, but it really is opening my eyes to emotional resilience and how to help find tools that I can use in everyday life, in trials, in difficulties, and then share them with others. So this has been a wonderful, wonderful course. I'm really enjoying it. I think I have two more sessions, it's been great. There might be a couple of episodes on the Deeper Walk podcast that talk about emotional resilience and maybe building bounce. I think I heard a couple of those, so you may want to check that out. I'll put that on the show notes. And then secondly, the second book that I wanted to share with you is also by Marcus Warner, What Every Believer Should Know About Spiritual Warfare, second edition. And you know, I've been praying for quite a while. I do remember praying as a child in my room. I would have trouble going to sleep sometimes, so I don't know where this came from, but I would pray like through the alphabet. Like I would start out with the letter A, and I would thank God for somebody I knew with that had a name with the letter A, or it could be an aunt or something, you know, an aunt, whatever. And then maybe it could be a friend that's name started with an A. And then I'd go through the alphabet all the way to Z. And I do remember that most of the time I would not even get to Z. And I don't know where this came from because I was not raised in a Christian home. I was the first believer in my family. And so there was no discipleship. We didn't have a Bible. We didn't pray. None of that. So I don't really know. I guess it was the Holy Spirit teaching me on how to pray even back then when I didn't even know what I was doing. There's a lot of times now when I look back and I think, wow, the Holy Spirit was teaching me not to do this or that, or how, like, this isn't right. So it's just been, there's so many stories that I could share about that, but He has always been faithful to teach me and to be my counselor and comforter, and I'm so appreciative of the Holy Spirit. And what a gift, You know, if you know someone that says, I'm a Christian, yet they're not living or they don't have the Holy Spirit, that's a red flag. And needless to say, you need to do a little more detective work and digging on that, and helping them maybe realize that the Holy Spirit is a gift that comes with acceptance of Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And it's the best gift that Jesus could have given us. So back to spiritual warfare. So I've been praying a long time. I am learning. I'm always going to be learning. I don't believe there'll be a time where I'm not learning. And so because I spend so much time praying for myself, my husband, my children, whoever the Lord leads me to pray, I want to be effective. I want to pray in line with God's word. I want to be a fervent prayer that doesn't pray because I heard, you know, this is how you should pray, but really focusing on the word of God and how Jesus taught us to pray. So spiritual warfare, this book, What Every Believer Should Know About Spiritual Warfare, has really been helping me see. And in fact, like today during my quiet time, I'm reading a chapter every day. I read it and then I pretty much go through the chapter and pray through it. If there's something that they talk about, like maybe you need to confess some sin or renounce something that I participated in, or evict the enemy from where I have allowed him to enter into my mind and my life, it's just been really great. And I love that it's, you know, it's about 107 pages long, not a difficult read at all. Building Bounce is just a little bit bigger. I think it's 158 pages, definitely something that I can read. And, you know, I'm reading a chapter a day for spiritual warfare and then trying to keep up with my homework for Building Bounce. But what I would like to do is use some of the prayers in the back of the appendix that we can pray along together, agreeing in one accord for our prodigals and for ourselves. I will tell you that it has just, it's really eye-opening to see, like today, you know, I thought, well, I've forgiven people and I've confessed sin and I don't see where, you know, is there anything else? And so I asked the Holy Spirit, is there anything else that I need to confess or any area that I need to renounce any participation with or something that I did that was a sin? And lo and behold, the Holy Spirit brought someone to mind right away. And I knew, oh yeah, I need to deal with that. And that's an area that, you know, a wounding, bitterness, unforgiveness, all of those things, all of those give access to the enemy to have rights into our lives. And I don't know about you, but I don't want anything to do with the enemy. You know, you're either in there's two camps. It's God's camp or the enemy's camp. And we are already in a spiritual battle. The enemy is out to get us because we're God's children and we're made in his image and in his likeness. So we are, we're in a battle. Whether people know it or not, the spiritual realm is real and it's nothing to mess around with. Trust me, I was involved in some occult activities generationally and then in my own life on my own accord. And it has taken time to evict the enemy from these areas of my life. And I, you know, I don't want to open any more doors, cracks, crevices, windows, any area. I want to shut them, seal them, and plead the blood of Jesus and move on in the victory that Jesus died on the cross to give us. You know, because God loves us so much. And if you study his character, you will find that he is a loving, kind, good, just God. He cannot have anything to do with sin. That's why when Jesus was on the cross taking on the sin of the entire world, there was darkness, and Jesus said, "Why have you forsaken me?" God couldn't even look upon his own son that was bearing the sin of the world. And he did that. He asked his son Jesus to do that for us so that he could have a redeemed relationship and we could have a real living right relationship with God. And so God's plans for us, his children, are good. It says so in Jeremiah 29:11, not to harm us, but to give us a future and to hope. The good plans that God has for us, it talks about in Ecclesiastes that he has good plans for us to do that he's planned long ago. He does not want anyone to perish. He is waiting. I believe that's why he's holding back from sending Jesus to come and take his church and to usher in Jesus is reigning and ruling here on this earth and putting Satan in his place because he's waiting for that person, that last person that we don't know yet, or it could be our prodigal, that to return back to him or to come to know him, Jesus, as his Lord and Savior for the first time. Wouldn't that be amazing? So let us dive into some freedom prayers for ourselves and for our loved ones. Let's agree in one accord and let's take time to seek the Lord and asking if there's any area that he needs to clean up in us. So would you join me please in praying? This is prayer for confessing and canceling sin. Lord Jesus Christ, my sister and I confess that we have been involved in, and then you can name the sins. Please forgive us for this sin and misuse of our bodies, and we cancel any ground that the enemy may claim because of these sins. My sister and I now choose to receive your forgiveness, and in doing so, we forgive ourselves so that we will not remain in bondage to the sin, these sins any longer. Having removed all legal ground the enemy may claim, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the power of his blood, my sister and I bind together as one every demon assigned to us and our children and our marriages because of these sins and command them all to leave. Lord Jesus, we ask you to send them where they will trouble me and my sister and our prodigals and our loved ones no more to do whatever is necessary to enforce this eviction. In Jesus' name, amen. A prayer for breaking soul ties. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, my sister and I renounce any soul ties that have been formed between us and you can name the individual or individuals through our, and then you can name our sin. My sister and I cancel any demonic bond that keeps us connected and command those demons to leave now and go where the Lord Jesus sends you. A prayer for choosing to forgive. Lord Jesus Christ, my sister and I choose to forgive, and you can name the person. For, and we're going to list the ways in which we have been hurt or wronged and consequences that it created for us. Prayer for canceling generational ground. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, my sister and I cancel the legal ground surrendered by our maybe parents, grandparents, aunts, or uncles. List specifics on what you know. Here and now, my sister and I renounce any claim that any demons have on us, our children, or any members of our family because of the sins of our ancestors or our sins, known or unknown. In the name of Jesus, my sister and I command every evil spirit assigned to us and to our family as a result of these sins to leave now and go wherever the Lord Jesus sends you. And lastly, we're going to pray for cleansing of our homes. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, my sister and I renounce any claim that any demons may have on our homes and our properties, our prodigals, homes and properties as one with authority over these properties. Because we are children of the King, my sister and I renounce the sins that open the doors for any demonic presence in these places. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, my sister and I command every demon to leave these places now and go wherever the Lord Jesus sends you. And now, my sister and I invite the Holy Spirit to sweep our properties and our prodigal's properties clean and fill it with your presence. We ask that the blessing and peace of God will rest on these properties and places so that they may be a rest and a haven, a home blessed by God. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you again for listening. If this episode can encourage anyone, please forward it to them. Please send it to them. Please like, subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. And know that the best is yet to come. I really believe that some really wonderful things God is still teaching us and will be continuing to work in us. And as he's working in our prodigal, he has not stopped working on us. And that's exciting too. So let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith and the faith of our prodigals. And if they don't know him, let's keep believing and praying that they're coming into the family of God for Jesus' name's sake and glory and for their good. Until next time, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.